Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always. Today is Thursday, January 4th. Couple very busy weeks with family and just Christmas and work and things like that. But we are back. Lot to talk about because of that. National Championship is coming up. The Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl happened. We're in the last week of the NBA playoffs. NFL regular season. NBA playoffs are far away, but those are NBA regular season is here. So a lot to discuss today.
Yeah.
A lot to talk about. As always, and I'm actually remembering to do this, feel free to subscribe, like, review, 5 stars, all that fun stuff the kids do. At MJ Double Take on all the social media stuff. And are you ready, Matt, for the ick of the week before we get into any of the sports stuff?
I never am.
This is this week's ick, fellas. Losing your balance on a train. Like when the train starts and it's like, oh.
Now, presumably you're not allowed to hold on for balance.
Well, presumably that's the irony because most guys don't hold on, so they'll be tough.
Right.
And then they don't hold on and they like kind of stumble a little bit. Yeah. So.
No, I think you just got to be ready at all times for movement. You know,
like have wide stance.
Yeah, have your feet locked, ready to go.
Or, yeah. So hold on to something or get in an athletic stance if you're on a train.
Yeah, good to know.
Okay, and we got a good top five coming up, I think, here as well. Let's start with the NFL, and then we'll talk about some college football and the NBA. We're watching the Bucks. The Bucks are 1-4 against the Indiana Pacers this season.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, Pacers are, they've definitely got a good offense, so.
Yeah, the Halliburton Sabonis trade is like a rare win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, both just very good players.
Right, yeah. No, I think people really underestimated how good Sabonis was when that trade happened. But yeah, no, it seems to be working out too, you know. I feel like they're at that level where they're as good as they can be, where we don't actually take them seriously for a title. You know what I mean? Like, there are teams above them that are not going to win the title, but, like, we talk about them. We're not really talking about the Pacers, the Kings winning a title.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because even when the Kings were the 3 seed, no one really mentioned them.
Right, yeah, and I don't think we will again this year.
Yeah, it was a shame because they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
I love De'Aaron Fox. I think he's exciting. I mean, it sucks they're in Sacramento. And actually, I've never been in Indianapolis. I like Indiana, though.
That's true, yeah. We have never been to Indianapolis.
My favorite Midwest state that I've been to, and I've been to most of them.
Yeah, we had White Castle in Indiana.
Yeah, we did.
Which was, you know, fine.
Yeah, but it's fun. You know, we don't have it in Utah.
It's true, yeah.
When it opened up in Arizona, it was like 2 blocks from my house.
Mm-hmm.
They also, like, apparently in that same, like, right by my apartment, there's, like, Tiger Woods built, like, a 36-hole, like, mini golf course. It's, like, super intense, and it's, like, a restaurant bar thing as well.
Interesting. Is it, like, supposed to be, like, for golfers, or is it supposed to be, like, windmills and stuff?
There's not, like, windmills. It looks like a golf course, but it's all mini golf.
Interesting.
And it's, like, actual, like, green and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
And it's right by, like, the casino and Topgolf and where the Diamondbacks do the spring training and White Castle.
There you go.
I lived in an awesome place.
You live in an awesome place right now. Like
we can't even breathe.
Yeah, well, no, we had
air quality is so bad.
It's in the yellow zone now, so yellow zone is fine.
Can't even go outside. I would honestly, like, Scottsdale with the sunsets and the palm trees, I'd be like, man, how lucky am I to be here? And then in Utah, I go outside and, like, why am I here?
Yeah.
My family is a big reason.
Glad we could bring
you. Yeah, so you're welcome. So
Football.
So since we last spoke, the Ravens beat the brakes off the 49ers, which I think could have been a closer game if Brock Purdy doesn't throw that interception to the throw to Debo on the first interception of the play.
Uh-huh.
If the Niners score there, I don't think it's a blowout. And they dismantled the Dolphins. They dropped, what, 56 on them?
Something like that, yeah.
So they're, I don't know what the odds are, but I'm sure they're the favorites. They have to be the Super Bowl favorites, right?
For me, they are, yeah. They do look really, really good.
Now, Lamar, fantastic, going to win the MVP. Todd Monken, I was a little hesitant. Like, I don't like – didn't like Roman. Didn't like him in the 49ers. Didn't like him in Baltimore as an offensive coordinator. But Todd Monken going from college back to the NFL, I was hesitant about that. Lamar's been more – I think it's just kind of the way the offense is, not Lamar specific, but like more control, more flexibility, more whatever adjective you want to use there. Mm-hmm. The receivers have been better. Like Zay Flowers has been really good. The defense is awesome. They have one of the best linebacker units in the whole league. They're fun to watch.
Yeah.
They're very good. I don't think anyone can beat them in the AFC. Now, the NFL, typically speaking, the one seeds are the ones who make it, and home field advantage is a big part of that.
For sure, yeah. So getting to be in Baltimore, you know, not ever – I think even just not even getting on a plane for the whole playoffs is huge.
Yeah.
Get that bye week. And so, yeah, I think people, you know, have kind of forgotten just how good Lamar is because, you know, there's been injuries and the team hasn't been good. But I think they're just looking at this and be like, oh, yeah, he's, you know, one of the best three quarterbacks in the NFL.
How much money do you think Jake from State Farm makes? Like, what a career that guy has.
Yeah, more than us.
I'm going to try to Google it. While I'm Googling that, the one thing with Lamar, so the Steelers are, or the, excuse me, the Ravens are resting their players this week against the Steelers, and then they get the bye. So 2 weeks of not playing. If, hypothetically, Lamar comes out shaky, the Ravens come out shaky, it's going to be a lot of talk about, oh, too much rest, Lamar's not a playoff quarterback. I'm not expecting that to happen, but that's going to be what people are talking about.
Yeah, I'm not expecting it to happen either, although I would, you know, I would probably play him at least the first half just to keep the rhythm up.
You would play in the first half?
I would play in the first half. You know, try to protect Lamar, run plays where he's not going to get hit, those sorts of things. But I think, you know, the rhythm and the consistency is very important. But, you know, I think they're going to beat, you know, whoever they play, like 7 seed, 4 seed, whoever they end up getting. I guess I wouldn't get the 4 seed because they reshuffle after the first round, right? Or do they not do that anymore?
They do, but if the 2 and the 3 seed win, they would play the 4 seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jake from State Farm makes anywhere between $200,000 and $500,000 a year, has a net worth of about $2 million.
That's, you know, I'm sure it's not, you know, what he's wanted to do with his career. It's a great career.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the original Jake from State Farm. Like, he got screwed out of
He totally did.
Millions of dollars.
I totally forgot about that, Jake.
See, that's the thing. No one even thinks about him.
I totally forgot about that, Jake. Yeah, and he was good in that commercial.
Do you know how many times I've heard... Because, like, right when that came out, I was a counselor at, like, a church camp. And our uniform was, like, a red polo and khakis. And my name tag said Jake. I had to change my name tag to Jacob. Because the kids kept coming up to me like, what are you wearing?
I
hated it.
No, that's not a fun question to get from a 14-year-old.
Exactly, yeah. Put me in a very weird position, and it was just annoying. Or, like, I'll say, hi, this is Jake, you know, at my work, and they'll be like, Jake from State Farm? Like, no, that's not it.
Yeah, I can see that being annoying.
Yeah. Now, Kevin Clark asked this question on social media in his podcast, and Nick Wright answered it, who was his guest. I disagreed with Nick Wright's answer. So he asked, if you had to bet on 4 teams to win the Super Bowl, your year's salary,
mm-hmm.
What are those 4 teams? Everyone basically said San Francisco and Baltimore as 1 and 2.
Right.
Nick, I actually don't even remember what Kevin Clark said. I'm not sure he did. Nick Wright said Kansas City and Dallas, which I disagree with those two.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the Kansas City thing. I understand Mahomes. But they just haven't shown me that I can trust them where, like, if they need to score, they will be.
Right.
So I wouldn't put them in there. I would put Baltimore, San Francisco. I would put Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I truly don't know who the 14 would be. I want to say Philadelphia, but I feel like we have to leave
them. No, yeah, I don't think Philadelphia's going to win this year.
The Rams, but they have to go through the 49ers at some point. I trust the Rams more than the Cowboys, though. I know the Rams got the doors blown off by the Cowboys earlier in the year.
Right. Yeah. No. Cowboys in the playoffs. It's just not really a thing. So
I think I'd pick Baltimore than three NFC teams because I don't see how anyone can beat Baltimore. Like the AFC is, I don't think that good. Miami hasn't been a good team all year.
Yeah, because I think the good news and the reason I feel good about this bet is because I feel pretty confident that it's gonna be, you know, the Ravens or the 49ers. I would feel, you know, obviously not comfortable, but I feel the same amount of nervous betting on just the Ravens or 49ers as I do on the next two teams.
Because it's not gonna matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It just, like, I'm looking at these, like, I don't think it's going to be the Dolphins, and I don't think it's going to be the Cowboys. I think the Lions, there's an argument for, but you know, they're still the Lions, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I think I would, just because, you know, maybe the Chiefs haven't shown who they are totally this season yet, but I still think I'm taking the Chiefs over, I'm taking them over the Cowboys and the Dolphins and the Browns and the Rams. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when those are your other options. Maybe I would do Detroit and Kansas City. But it's also going to be the first time in the playoffs Patrick Mahomes, I think, has played a road game.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely if they get to the AFC Championship, all of those have been in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm definitely picking them after the Ravens and the 49ers for sure.
Buffalo's not even a thought for me.
No, yeah, like I'm looking at these teams, you know, Buffalo, the Colts, the Buccaneers, I don't know, like the Vikings or Seahawks.
Buffalo struggled against the Chargers and then against the Patriots had, I think, three turnovers inside the 30 and didn't blow them out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they doing? Now, they could beat Miami this week and get in, like, be the two seed. I think there's a scenario where they lose and they're out of the playoffs completely as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. I am interested in that game because, like, Miami has shown they're not capable of beating a good team, so I'd like to see them beat that or, like, prove that. But we'll see. Now, when you mentioned Detroit, we got to talk about the two-point conversion.
Oh, my goodness.
You yes, were we pretty do. Heated.
That was, I mean, it was because they were playing the Cowboys. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. What a just terrible way to end a game.
So, the Cowboys went up with what? 30, 45, like a minute?
45, it might have been like 30 like seconds.
It was like not a lot of time.
Yeah.
Lions went down and scored. They go for two to win it. They run a play where the offensive lineman is eligible. They throw a pass to him. The ref calls him, like, illegal touching. He says they didn't report. Dan Campbell, the Lions head. Well, first of all, they were all furious, everybody. Right. So I was like, there's no way they are this mad and didn't report.
Right.
Was how we knew, first of all.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell said he went up to the refs before the game in, like, their meeting, drew the play on a piece of paper and showed it to them. And it's like, this is what we're doing. Is this okay?
Uh-huh.
And then they said yes. And there's a the NFL refs said that the right guard reported as eligible instead of the left tackle, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
There's a video. So the tackle who scored was 68. The other one guy, I think, is 50. It's something 8. So right. They both go over to the ref. And Detroit did this on purpose because, like, the ref will say number 68 reported as eligible. Uh-huh. They're hoping to confuse Dallas, and maybe they're like, is it 58, is it 68, is it whoever?
Right.
So there's video of them doing that. And
68, who caught the pass, was talking to the ref first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also video of 68 looking, like, right at the referee.
Yeah.
And, like trying to get his attention. Like, why can't they just say they screwed up? Also, the NFL, like, made a memo about, like, what all the teams are supposed to do and trying to say it's Detroit's fault. But the reffing crew got downgraded out of the playoffs. So clearly, even they know they screwed up. Don't send a memo to everybody.
Yeah, don't pretend like they didn't do something wrong and then punish them. Yeah.
Like, they obviously did. Like, it sucks that you can't say a thing about the refs or you get, like, five-figure dollar fines.
Right.
But they can just screw up repeatedly. It should be a full-time job. It's not a full-time job. Every other league, I think it's a full-time job. You're making $200,000 to work 16 days a year. It should be your full-time job. And all you should be doing is watching video and learning and reading the rule book.
Yeah, it is astounding how bad reffing has got. Like, does it feel like just across leagues that reffing has gotten worse in the last 5 years? Like, are we just more aware of the rules, or like?
Well, in baseball, it's more heightened with like the strike zone and like just the square,
yeah,
as opposed to like the nips to knees or whatever the rule is,
right.
Soccer VAR is annoying because you score and then you don't know if you should celebrate or not.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, how do we have this technology and it's just as bad as it's always been, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what's going on. It's crazy.
It is. It's nuts.
Yeah. So, yeah, just terrible, terrible way to lose the game, you know, eliminates them. I don't think they were going to get the one seed, but it gets rid of any possibility for them to get the one seed.
That second round game would be in Dallas instead of Detroit now because yeah. of that. So it literally affected the playoffs that way. And possibly, I don't know the tiebreaker scenario, but I think it might have cost the Eagles the division.
Because
if Dallas loses that game, aren't the Eagles one game ahead?
Well, we would be ahead one game, but we're tied now, so we could still win and the Cowboys could still lose, but they're not going to lose the Commanders.
Right.
So,
but that gives the Cowboys a loss, which gives the Eagles ahead. So it takes three teams get screwed by this.
Yes.
Well, two teams. Dallas doesn't get screwed.
Yeah, no. Now, if I felt like the Eagles had a shot in the playoffs, then I would be more upset about the Eagles than I am about Detroit. So, but yeah, just what a crappy thing to have happened. Like, I don't, and it would have been the highlight of the year too.
Seriously.
Yeah, like if
that offensive lineman's life.
Yeah, you know, if Detroit ends up winning the Super Bowl, that ends up in every highlight reel for the rest of time in that city.
It's like the thing Mahomes was complaining about, except they actually didn't break the rules.
Yes.
Like Mahomes was saying with the Kadarius Toney thing, like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like, he was still offsides by, like, a foot.
Yes, I get what Mahomes is saying, but, yeah, he was definitely offsides. Yeah,
where this, the Lions, like, didn't do it, and now, like, you can't really show it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, if I didn't see the Mahomes thing in real time, couldn't they have, like, because the ref throws the flag pretty much at the beginning of the play, right? Mm-hmm. Can't they just stop the play in that scenario? Like, what is the point of just letting them? Is it to give the defense an opportunity to get a sack?
Well, on defensive offsides, they let the play go for that reason, like the offense can get a big play.
Right.
My understanding was it was supposed to stop on if it's an offensive one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a false start and, like, offsides, you just get to keep going for some reason.
Maybe, yeah, but
I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems like a waste of time.
Now, college football. I, since March, have been saying Michigan's going to win the national championship. They're undefeated in the national championship, playing undefeated Washington. In the best two playoff games, there's always been at least one blowout. I think every year.
Feels
except
like
last year wasn't, but like.
But there was a blow in the final.
Yeah, this has been two awesome games, and I think it'll be another awesome game in the championship game.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think so. Yeah, Washington. I think, you know, it was good for them to play against Texas and kind of, you know, show. Because I feel like there's still that Pac-12 thing, even if we don't think it's true. Like, people thought Oregon was good, but I feel like it's easy to dismiss the Pac-12 teams, so.
Well, a bunch of people were talking about, like, oh, like, how good is Michael Penix? And, like, that's kind of like an average game, like a very good game, but, like, for him, kind of just average game this season.
Right, yeah.
It was like in the Rose Bowl when Christian McCaffrey went off and all these people were like, wow, this Christian McCaffrey's balling. It's like he's been doing this all season. He just didn't watch.
Right. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But yeah, Romo Dunze is very good as well, the receiver.
Uh-huh.
Washington's offensive line is good. I think they have good defensive linemen. Their top three receivers are as good as any other top three receivers in the country.
Uh-huh.
Like, they're just a very good, talented team.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, now Michigan, in their game, they should have won probably by more, but, like, their special teams kept screwing up.
Right.
When the kicker was the reason they were in overtime in the first place. But they not out-physicaled Alabama, but they hung with them. And when we talked about, I thought it was going to be against Georgia, but it was like, if Michigan's going to win, they're going to have to not only line up and go toe-to-toe with Georgia or Alabama, the SEC team, but also show that they can spread it out. I felt like they had trouble separating So I'm a little bit worried about that. That's the one like question mark I have for Michigan. I felt like their receivers had a little bit of an issue separating. When they needed that drive, J.J. McCarthy took him down. Wilson made that big play, found the soft spot in the zone. But overall, I think they're going to have to separate a little bit better against Washington.
Yeah. So would you say that Washington, not for the whole season, is the better team, but they looked better in their playoff game?
Well, we have to factor in that they kind of fell apart at the end a little bit, and that was maybe like coaching or play calling decision as much as anything else.
Yeah.
And I think Michigan would have looked a lot better in our minds if the kickers could do their job better.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I'd say so. That being said, I do think – and this actually is pro-Washington. I was going to use it for Michigan, but it's my biggest point for Washington. There is a skill and ability to win the game. Like, we thought Washington was going to lose to Oregon twice, and they found a way to win the game and make plays. We thought they were going to lose to Texas. They found a way to win the game, score when they need. I'm not sure. I think they were tied up, like, a bunch of times. I'm not sure they were trailing ever. I think it was, like, 7-7, 14-7, 14-14, like that.
Yeah.
But Michigan did that as well. They showed the ability. You know, they were backs against the wall. At one point, I was like, oh, man, Alabama's going to win this game. Michigan, you know, made the plays they needed to. Made the stop they needed to. Overall, I would say Washington looked better, but I thought Michigan was in trouble, and that they found a way to win was impressive, very impressive.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, should be a good game.
I'm excited. I think it's gonna be a good game.
Yeah.
Now Michigan's favored by 4.5. So do you think Washington can keep it within 4? I think they can.
Yeah, I think it very much feels like a field goal sort of a game.
I just learned to not count out Washington as the underdog. How do they keep being the underdogs? I know for how this game they are.
Right.
But, like, the Oregon game, I thought that was crazy. They were 10-point underdogs in that game. They beat Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah, 10 points, that's an absurd number.
Like, that was the easiest bet I made all year.
Yeah.
Or would have made if it was legal in Utah.
Sure.
100%. And, like, they were 4-point underdogs to Texas. I thought Texas was great, and they very easily could have won the game.
Uh-huh.
But I was just like, you can't do that to Washington.
So, right, yeah.
I think Michigan's going to win. I have them to win. But I think it's a close game. I think Washington covers, and I'd be – now, Michigan went to overtime with Alabama, and it was a 7-point win. So, like, it could happen like that again. But I'd be surprised if it wasn't a like, last possession, like, last 2 minutes type of ball game.
Uh-huh.
Close game.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. Feels like something at the end of the game. I don't know. I feel like we're probably both still going to pick Michigan, if nothing else, just because you've been talking them up.
I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all in at this point.
Yeah. And I guess I'll pick Michigan out of spite for Washington weirdly being a rival of BYU.
Yeah. You know, it was fun. So Steve Sarkisian played at BYU that 91 season where Washington won the national championship.
Oh, I had not thought of this.
And was the coach at Washington.
Yeah.
So he has some – and then he left Washington. They were pretty pissed because he left to go to USC.
Right.
So I don't think they like him that much. I don't think he – he probably respects him because he coached there, but
– right.
Yeah. That 91 season, right before we were born, that'd be a fun one to, like, go back and watch.
That would be fun, yeah. That'd be an interesting team.
So we're both picking Michigan. Going to be an awesome game. And then next week, we'll know the exact playoffs for the NFL so we can go through and make our NFL playoff picks.
Yeah. It'll be a good week.
Now, NBA-wise, I think that the main thing that I want to talk about quickly is that the Pistons are, like, the worst team in the world.
Yes. And what's funny about this to me, I don't... Did you have more to add to that or just that they're awful?
I will. You can go ahead, though.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say that what's funny about it is with the Sixers, who they tied for the worst losing streak in NBA history, the Sixers were playing players who, frankly, everybody knew should have been in Europe or the G League. Like, they were intentionally not signing good players and were trying to lose, right? The Pistons thought they were going to be good this year.
Yeah, they're paying Monty Williams like $7 million, right?
Right, yeah. Got a good coach. Cade Cunningham's supposed to be good. They drafted one of the Thompsons. You know, yeah. Bogdanovic is a really good player.
Alec Burks plays for them, apparently.
Oh, yeah, good. And yeah. I didn't know that. But, yeah, got Andre Drummond, who has certainly fallen off. But
is he back there?
I thought he was, yeah. I think, yeah, he's leading the league in rebound percentage,
okay.
Which is an interesting statistic that I didn't totally know existed.
Jaden Ivey's fun.
Yeah. So, but like they've got good players. Like the Sixers had Brandon Davies, and I love me some Brandon Davies, but like he just clearly was not an NBA player.
Excuse me. So last night I went to the game. I went out with a girl and we were going to get ice cream. She's like, "Hey, my work gave me tickets. You want to go to the game instead?" I was like, "Yeah, for sure." So literally they're like the highest row possible.
Uh-huh.
It's a big news organization or work. So I thought they were going to be like lower, like a suite or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we get there and she's like, "Oh, it's a close game. This is good." And I was like, "Well, yeah, but the Pistons are the worst team in 20 years. So
yeah,
it's not great.
It's not ideal."
How deflating would that be? 29, I think, was the final number, right?
29 or 28, one of those.
As a professional athlete, like, think Cade Cunningham, since he's probably, like, eighth grade, like, everyone's known, like, he's the best player going to go to the NBA. You know, Jaden Ivey, same thing, probably.
Right.
And then they get to the NBA. They lose, like, almost 30 games in a row.
Yeah, that's gotta really destroy. Well, and this is why, you know, what people said about the Sixers, like the reason you don't want to lose all those games like that is because it really messes with the player psychology. So if you're Cade Cunningham, then it's like, how much worse is it that you're trying to win and you can't?
He looked so deflated after those losses.
Yeah.
Just like, like disheveled, like Baker Mayfield, like worse than Baker Mayfield level.
Yeah.
Poor Pistons.
Yeah.
So. That's kind of my number one thing in the NBA so far, other than the Pacers are kind of fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, we kind of don't. There haven't been, like, clear runaways for the title yet, you know? And so I do think the Pistons are kind of the most interesting story so far.
I think Minnesota, no one's buying them, right? Like,
I'm
the Western
not.
Conference right now. You could have given me 100 guesses of how the standings would look. I would never have said Minnesota 1 and Oklahoma City 2, like 2 months into the season.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing for Minnesota that everybody's like, well, clearly Oklahoma State and these kids are better than what you're doing up there.
Yeah.
Although I will say I definitely am happy for Rudy, you know, getting Mike Conley back and just saying like, oh, yeah, this thing does work offensively. And then, obviously, that has come back together defensively. I'd love to see him get another defensive player of the year.
Yeah. No, he's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been fun. Love me some Rudy.
So, yeah, the NBA, so it's January. So, we're really starting, especially after the NFL playoffs, we're really starting to get into the NBA season. All-Star break's coming up, so we'll have our All-Star draft here in a bit. Did you see the Eagles Pro Bowl video?
No, I have not seen
this. So Nick Sirianni was, and I don't know if it was like the official release video, but there's a video of Nick Sirianni announcing in the team meeting, like the Pro Bowlers.
Uh-huh.
And everyone just doesn't care at all. Like Jason Kelce, AJ Brown, they're just so, I think because they lost to the Cardinals. Like,
sure.
Just like, who cares about the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, why are these guys? Yeah, these guys have all been to the Pro Bowl. You know, Yeah, Jalen Hurts has probably only been once or twice, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Nick Sirianni is trying to be all positive, and AJ Brown is like glazed eyes.
Yeah.
Like, what we were talking about this last, like, I know losing sucks, but like, he's had an incredible season. Hypothetically, like, best friends with the quarterback. Like, what's the problem?
I don't get it. Yeah. It's so.
He gets so many targets, and
yeah.
He does a lot with them.
Right.
Everyone thinks he's like a top five receiver.
Yeah. So I don't know what the deal is with AJ Brown. Well, and what's weird about it, and the reason we're talking about him specifically is that he was mad before the Eagles started losing. You know, that's the thing. Like, I get why Jason Kelce's mad, just because they're losing, and if they play like this, they're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, what a crappy. Yeah. So that'll be funny. I'll have to go watch that. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully, yeah, you know, they can figure it out, go run up the Rocky Steps, do something.
Yeah, so they'll probably play Tampa. assuming the Cowboys don't blow it, they'll play probably Tampa or New Orleans. I think Tampa in the first round. Atlanta, man, what a disappointment they've been.
Seriously.
Like, yeah. They have the most special athlete in the history of the position at tight end. The best running back prospect since, like, Earl Campbell, maybe? Like,
yeah.
Like, for, as a from as a prospect-wise? Or like, Ricky Williams? At least Ricky Williams.
Like, sure, yeah.
Surefire. Like, Drake London's a very good receiver. Jesse Bates is the best safety in the league. Like, Adrian Terrell's a good corner. Like, they have a very good player. It'd be like if the Spurs were running their offense through... I can't even name another player on the Spurs.
What about Keldon Johnson, member of Team USA? Is that his name?
I don't know. That's my point. Like, right. It'd be, like, if he was the center of the focal point, and Wemby... Like, literally, Arthur Smith has made comments about, like, well, Bijan offers a lot of value as a decoy and as a blocker. It's like, don't draft him 7th overall, then.
Yeah, you can't have your decoy being
a top 10 pick or running back.
Yeah, now is this the coach or this is the owner?
This is the coach.
Yeah. Why? Yeah, it's well, and also like, and that's it's a dumb thing to say, but like, is your tight end a decoy? Like, who uses their tight end as a decoy?
Well, that's the thing. The Falcons, because Jonnu Smith has more receiving, like, red zone targets than Kyle Pitts.
Just seems crazy.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. No, yeah, I definitely cannot run a football team. That's not what I'm saying. I do think if you put me in as a head coach, I would pull the offensive coordinator aside and be like, okay, so we're just going to throw to Kyle Pitts all the time, yeah, like, right? And I think things would go better.
Just give the ball to Will.
Yeah. Oh, what a – I mean, they got a – I don't even know what to say.
Like, isn't – like, the give the ball to Will thing, like, it's kind of a joke, but also isn't it just, like, the most basic – day one thing as a coach?
Right,
absolutely. Give the ball to your best player.
Your best player should have the ball the most, more than the rest of the players.
It's crazy. That's not like, yeah, the galaxy brain here. You know who also sucks is the Carolina Panthers. I feel so bad for the Panthers. Mm-hmm. It's because David Tepper is terrible, and he's going to be there for 20 years, whatever. You know what I mean? Just ruining the franchise.
Right.
I heard he was telling Frank Reich they need to run, like, more RPOs. Like, no good coach is going to want to come if your owner is telling you, like, trying to install stuff into the offense.
Yes, no, yeah, you can't have that as a coach, right?
The best owners don't make the decisions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're not in the meetings, like, running the offense or throwing water on fans or drink or whatever.
Yeah. No, that's – yeah, it's just like – yeah, it's crazy to have that little awareness of the world around you to be like, I'm going to buy a team as a play thing, and I'm actually going to play with it. Like, just the ability that your brain would think that that would be a thing to do is crazy.
Oh, and he's doing the same thing with Charlotte FC.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's had 5 coaches in 2 years in 2 different sports.
Yeah. It's too many. It's too many coaches.
It's insane. He's running it like a hedge fund or whatever he does.
Yeah.
It's poor Panthers.
Poor.
I complained about Jed York and the Niners, but, I mean, he doesn't meddle. He just moves the team to Santa Clara.
Right. Yeah. Builds a crappy stadium that's facing the wrong way, does all that stuff.
How do you do that? How do you screw up a stadium that bad?
I don't know. Yeah, it does seem like that's something they would have thought through.
Yeah. But he lets Kyle Shanahan do his thing.
Yeah.
So.
And sometimes that's all you need.
There you go. Okay, now I have a top 5. Are you ready for that?
I am ready to go.
Okay, now probably a little bit early, but we were talking about the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So name the top 5 NBA All-Star appearances. So like the players with the most All-Star appearances.
Okay.
Now there's a tie at 5 or 4 or whatever. So there's 6 players. You just have to name 5 of them. Just to recap, you get 3 strikes. So you can get 3 wrong guesses.
Okay, perfect. Kobe.
Yes, he's 3rd.
LeBron James.
Yes, he's 2nd. couple are going to be easy.
Now, Michael feels so obvious, but he retired earlier than so many people and sat out those 3 years. So I'm going to save my Michael guess for the end. Okay. Let's go. Magic Johnson also had a short career. What about Karl Malone?
He is tied with somebody for one short. I'd have to count to see where he's at, but he's tied for – he's at 14.
At 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not in the top five.
Interesting.
I guess it'd be seventh.
Yeah.
He's tied for seventh.
He's tied for seventh. Okay, so a couple off.
But the next one is 15. Like, that's where – The last three people
are. Yes. Yeah, I see. Okay, cool. How about, yeah, Magic had a little bit of a shorter career. Larry had a little bit of a shorter career. I don't think Bill Russell played that long. I don't think it's going to be – there's going to be very many old guys. I don't think they had as long of careers. What about – has Kevin Durant played long enough?
Yeah, he's 15. Nope, sorry. I was wrong. I heard you wrong. Kevin Durant is at 13.
Kevin Durant's at 13.
So he will be there.
Yeah. Okay. Shoot.
I just gave you a pretty big hint.
Saying that he will be there?
No. Then I said yes and then said no.
Oh. Kevin. I mean, the only other Kevin I can think of is Kevin McHale. So I'll say him.
Nope. Kevin McHale is at... Maybe I missed him. I'm not even seeing him yet.
Is there another Kevin that I missed?
Yeah. It's not like the most obvious one, but it's once I tell you, you'll be pretty upset.
Okay. Well, I think that was three strikes. So does
was
my,
it three is, already?
Yeah. So, because I said Kevin Durant, Karl Malone, and...
Kevin McHale.
Yeah.
Do you want to get another one if I led you off with the Kevin thing?
Sure. Let's say, I mean, I got to guess Michael.
Michael's at 14.
Yeah.
See, so that's just short.
That's what I thought, is that he just hadn't played enough years.
Yeah, that's all it is. So number one's Kareem.
Yeah.
Two at 19. 1A is LeBron at 19 as well. Kobe's at 18. And then those last three, so Tim Duncan.
That makes sense.
Kevin Garnett.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
It sounds a lot like Kevin Durant. So I was looking at Garnett's name when you said that.
Yes, yeah.
And Shaq.
Okay, yeah. 15. I can see Shaq, yeah. Kevin Garnett surprises me, but I guess if you're doing it by position, then there were a lot of years where he just would have been the best in that position, so.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean.
And Kevin Garnett, yeah, I'm not saying he's not a great player. It's just, you know, I'm a little surprised he has more All-Star appearances than Kevin Durant is all.
And then Michael, Karl Malone, Dirk, and Jerry West have 14. So they're the that next tier.
Yeah. I did almost guess Dirk. I was very close to saying
that. That would have been a good guess. Yeah, I would have assumed Dirk had more than Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
So I'm 6-2.
Nice. Okay.
I'm trying to do like easier ones.
Well, I think
apparently it's a hard format.
Yeah, I think these are hard, but it's fun. I like it.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll have to come up with some.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Okay.
All right. Well, appreciate everybody listening. Big national championship coming up. NFL playoffs. That's what we'll talk about next week. I am going to be in the office, so I'm going to be very busy, but we'll try to find the time. Really appreciate everybody listening again. 5-star review, subscribe, rate, all that stuff. We'll talk to you guys next week.